Suffolk. 5-7 the time, so the host Brazil got their World Cup campaign off to a winning start. Well, almost, after they scored an own goal. But anyway, following that, they beat Croatia 3-1 in Sao Paulo last night. England's tournament, as I'm sure you're aware, doesn't begin until tomorrow night. So in preparation for their World Cup opener against Italy, and in the interests of impartiality here on the BBC, Graham Mack has been for a haircut.
My name's Jared Ellis, working at Francesco Hair Salon.
And I'm Giovanni, the oldest brother of the family, and I also work here with everybody.
We're here to talk about England versus Italy. It's both sides' opening match in the World Cup. It doesn't get much bigger, does it, Joe?
No, we're looking forward to it, actually. Obviously, the last encounter was European Championships, and that was interesting.
Diamante takes Italy through! But it's cruel on England.
The banter with the customers have been brilliant. They've already started winding us up and getting ready for the game.
What's key? How do England stop Italy?
It's all midfield, really, I think. Pirlo's going to be pulling the strings, but Italy normally play with one striker. And, yeah, it just depends how easily it is to get through the midfield, really, I think. I think there'll be few chances between both, so it's whoever takes the chance, really, is going to snatch it, really.
We've got to beat you sometime, haven't we? You've won 4 World Cups. It's just, it's unfair.
We've had recent success, so we'll be just as happy if England win overall. Once the first game's out of the way, why not support them all the way?
Francesco Dell'Ellis, I'm the owner of Francesco's.
How big is this game, Franco?
It's a very big game. It's very big for both clubs, for both countries. It's a very big game. We're going to be watching the game with a lot of English people ourselves, so we better be careful what we say. I just hope there will be a draw between both, so we can see both each other in the final. That would be the best.
You were telling me, Alfie, you're quite confident about Italy's chances through the tournament, in spite of this age inside.
Very much, yeah. Before we get by this first couple of games, I'm sure we can go all the way down to the bottom, to the final. I'm sure. Italy is very slow starting, but once they get into the game, they can handle it.
You've got Francesco's hair guide to the World Cup, so...
On our Twitter page, which is Francesco_Hair_, and on our Facebook page, Francesco Hair Salon, we're releasing a few things for the World Cup, and we've got a haircut guide with all the players and stuff. For example, the Pirlo's haircut is the Renaissance Prince.
Nice.
You've got...
Sideshow Bob Fellaini, love that.
So, yeah, it all depends. You know, we can have customers come in and asking for a squaddy, which is Iron Robin, or, you know, anyone, really. You know?
So we expect to be doing a few World Cup hairstyles over the next couple of weeks. Depends who gets the golden boot, I suppose, will be the most popular hairstyle.
The customers that really annoy us will put a few Italy flags in the back, or we can put an English flag in the back of their head, you know.
Well, I'm coming back tomorrow for my haircut. Now, the only England name on here is Jack and Wilshere, which is the neat and tidy, but I can't possibly go for him because he plays for Arsenal. So, so what are you recommending here? I quite like the
Fellaini, I think, would suit you, actually.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, we've got Balotelli's the Godzilla, which, you know, might be able to pull off.
We show your head off. I tell you what... If we go anywhere near the final, you come here and I'll do your hair in blue.
And there you go. So there's an offer. You could go as well, Sarah, because
I'd love to.
Sarah was doing comedy mentions of having her hair dyed for the World Cup. That was Graham Mack at Francesco Hair Salon in Ipswich, ahead of England versus Italy tomorrow. We'll have a look at that haircut guide in more detail as the programme goes by. We could choose you one.
Lovely, thanks.
Travel news from